Should any court be known as left or right?
Yes, sir. I think so. I think courts have a tendency to stray in political directions because politics affects us. Political thought affects us. I think that by my background, I am uniquely insulated from that, from being too affected by the left and right. And I owe it solely to my background that predisposes me not to be on the left and not to be on the right. And it's an unusual background for an American judge. So I owe it not so much to myself, but to my background, the fact that I don't tend to be on the left or on the right. I just judge the law as it is.
That's the way all justices should be.
Ideally, yes, sir. But I'm uniquely predisposed to doing it.
But it doesn't bother you, the fact that they bring right or left?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned when it occurs, when I can see it happen. But I'm not troubled by it because I think it's consistent with human action.
Right. So then the question I asked earlier was, does it bother you that a court is either left or right? And I think you said it's understandable why it is.
Yes, it's understandable why it is. Things of this sort should not occur. But they do, and we need to deal with reality.
Just one more here, because this is so unusual. You got a lot of attention when you actually, and in this room probably, with all the justices here, you wanted to serve again as a Chief Justice of our state Supreme Court. You had last served from 1991 to 1992. The other eight justices changed the rules to allow Justice Joseph Watt to serve a second consecutive term, succeeding himself. You would have been the next to serve. So you filed a lawsuit in federal district court, charging your fellow justices discriminated against you based on age. You were 83 years old at the time. The youngest justice in the court is 52 years old. What was your point? You actually sued the other justices.
Yes, sir. I brought a federal suit for what I considered to be improper removal of me from the line of succession. And I backed it up by a federal constitutional right that once they put me in line of succession, I accrued a right in my place, from which place I could not be removed except for misconduct. And that was mine. I won it before a federal judge specially assigned out of the state of Wyoming. He ruled in my favor and held that I had a claim. The Tenth Circuit changed the issues tendered by the brief to say that my claim was not federally redressable. They didn't say I was wrong, but that a federal court could not give me any relief. Then, when I lost in the Tenth Circuit, I went for review by the U.S. Supreme Court, which is discretionary. They didn't have to grant it or deny it. They had freedom to choose, and they denied it. So nothing was decided by the federal court except that the Tenth Circuit didn't want to redress it. I felt strongly about it because I wanted to curb the justices' power to pluck people out of their due line of succession and establish a line of succession to be Chief Justice which could not be tampered with except for misconduct. And I think that in spite of the fact that I lost, I did succeed in making the justices realize that it was not their best and finest hour. And only yesterday, one of the justices on their own apologized to me for that justice's part in plucking me out of the line of succession. It is still a kind of a sensitive point with me because I didn't think I did anything to deserve that. But I sense that it was prompted by the younger judge's anxious wish to be Chief Justice as soon as possible, and that gave them at least a 2, if not a 4-year jump.
And here we are, October 6, 2010, and that case was in what year?
I started it in 2005, and it wasn't finally decided by the U.S. Supreme Court until December 2006.
And you just said yesterday, in 2010,
yes,
October 5th,
4 years,
one of the justices apologized to you. Was that just out of the clear blue, or was it a conversation? Out of the clear blue.
Out of the clear. That justice said that it was wrong to do it.
You were quoted as saying you sued to establish a constitutional principle. There's no evil or unethical ingredient in a lawyer wanting to establish a constitutional principle.
Yes.
So when it's all said and done, you accomplished something even though it was denied you.
Exactly. I was very pleased because it showed that by my conduct, by my staunch adherence to principles, I managed to establish awareness of something.